Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For weeks, experts who predict bankruptcies have been warning that U.S. companies are veering toward a COVID-19 cliff. Well, this week, more retailers have fallen over the edge. Brooks Brothers, Sur La Table, and the Japanese retail chain Muji joined the 100-plus companies that have filed for bankruptcy since the pandemic began. Mike Regan is a senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks, Peter.
Another tough week for retail. What's your takeaway?
Well, so two main things. I mean, obviously, the closure of the sort of physical brick and mortar retail stores is a major hit for companies that still rely on them more than, say, their online operation. But also, you know, while the pandemic is causing a big drop in overall consumer spending, it's also obviously causing a massive shift in how it's spent. So for, say, a company like Brooks Brothers, you know, how many office workers were inclined to, say, freshen up their business and business casual wardrobes this spring? So it's really a tough environment for that type of chain.
The list is long. Let me just tick through a few more. JCPenney, Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, Pier 1, GNC, Aldo, the parent company of Ann Taylor. A lot of these companies plan to restructure, but all told, the research group CoreSite is predicting that more than 20,000 retail stores will close this year. That is a lot of stores. First question is, where are all those workers going to go, and how is that going to change the landscape of retail down the road?
Right. Well, the big question in many economists' mind is exactly that. How many of the jobs lost during the pandemic will sort of be permanently lost, or at least lost for the next few years? You know, even if you reopen the economy, you know, if there's some miraculous cure for the virus overnight, the question is how much damage has been done to make those job losses permanent. And I've seen a variety of estimates, but it's hard to say exactly which one's right. But certainly many lost jobs will be more than, say, just a furlough or a temporary layoff. They'll be lost for a longer period of time.
A lot of those companies also have a lot of debt that's going to be restructured. What kind of strain does that put on the banking system?
So when you think of that debt, you know, it's important to remember some of it's actually held by investors in the form of corporate bonds or syndicated loans, but a lot is held by banks. So it certainly is a strain. On the good side, there's been so many regulations to sort of make banks more sturdy for this type of thing since the last crisis in 2008, that it's unlikely to cause a crisis on that scale. But I'll tell you, if you look at indexes of bank stocks in the U.S., they're all down almost 40% for the year. So that gives you an idea of how bad this is for the banking system.
Mike, I got just about 45 seconds here, but some companies are thriving. Tesla's stock is up 500% in the past year, and it is on the cusp of being added to the S&P 500.
Right. The remarkable story. And surrounding that, there's still this tremendous amount of skepticism about Tesla's stock. But in a way, that can be actually good for the stock, because if people are shorting it, they're borrowing the stock and hoping to, you know, repay the loan later with cheaper stock. That kind of forces the stock higher in what's known as a short squeeze. So that's at least part of the story of this rally, but probably not all of it.
All right. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks for your time. As always, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Peter.